Support for KNKX's studio sessions comes from the University of Puget Sound, an independent liberal arts university. Through scholarly engagement and collaborative education, Puget Sound prepares students for careers in the arts, sciences, research, and entrepreneurship. More at pugetsound.edu.
Hello, I'm Abe Beeson. Welcome to the KNKX Studios in Seattle. I am so excited to present an exclusive live performance from the incredible Senegalese bassist, vocalist, bandleader Aloun Wade. He's in town celebrating a great new record, New African Orleans. It's a musical party built on the connection between the rhythms of West Africa and the funk of the Big Easy. We are thrilled to welcome them all to our Seattle studios. So let's get this room moving. Give a big KNKX welcome to Aloun Wade and his band. We'll be right back.
Thank you. How do you feel?
Feel good.
Good? Okay, we're going to make you better. Welcome to the world of Boogie and Juju. Boogie and Juju are brother and sister, divided by the history imposed from the west side. But see them, Boogie and Juju. Boogie and Juju. Boogie and Juju. Boogie and Juju. Here a few centuries later, they are finally united for building a better future together. Come on, yo. Yes, yes, yes. Now we're gonna play the last song. I hope you enjoy it. But this one you gotta dance. Are you ready to dance?
Yeah.
You gotta clap? Okay. Even if you cannot, you just can move your body, your hand, your hips, you know, whatever you like. We'll be right back. Come on, Marco, come on. Good? Come on. So, it's gonna... Now you gotta sing with me, okay? So easy. Come on. It's just Ayakata, okay? It sounds like Nigerian, okay? Ayakata. Only that, though. Come on. Ayakata. Eva. Come on. Chiki down. Come on. No bad, but you can do better. Come on, yes, go. Hey. Now let's play the groove. It's gonna be like that. Come on, hey. Ayakata, yebo. Woo. Come on. Come on, Ayakata, yeah. Woo. Once again. Yeah! The last one, please. Yeah. Yeah. Aha! Yeah. Once again. Ayaka. Yeah, thank you!
And his band.
Cedric on keyboards. Alex on drums. Leia baritone. Harry tenor. Mr. Sam sousaphone and trombone. My man Victor talking drums and trumpet. Thank you.
The new record is New African Orleans. Thank you so much, Alun Wad and the band. Alun Wad, it's so wonderful to have you and your band here in Seattle. Your new record, New African Orleans, is just a revelation. It's so cool. And I wonder if you could talk about when you first became aware of the music of New Orleans.
Wow. I think I discovered the music of New Orleans before knowing what is New Orleans.
Ah.
Yeah, because, you know, that was more than 30 years ago in Senegal. That time we had only one TV channel and one radio station. And every Sunday we used to listen music from Cuba. And Wednesday was music from United States, I mean jazz. And that was my first contact with few musicians, few great musicians like Sidney Bechet or Louis Armstrong.
Ah, yeah.
And that time I didn't know they come from, they all came from New Orleans. Then also my father was musicians, and I was, you know, I was surrounded by horns at home. You know, brass band in Senegal, in the because he was a musician in the army, in the Senegalese army. Then growing up with all that, then I get this feeling since a while. Then listen also, used to listen a lot of music from New Orleans, from New York, all this kind of jazz. That was, I mean, that was my first contact with New Orleans stuff.
And when did you start to make the connection between West Africa and New Orleans music?
Well, I had a jazz festival in Senegal. It was 2014, the first edition in the Gorée Island. Gorée is a small island, maybe, you know. I mean, it's the one of the tiniest island in the world, but full of story. We all know the story of Gorée Island. That my wish was to reconnect the diaspora, the African diaspora, with the continent, this back. And that was my first connection with the diaspora. And then I had this idea to say, I think I have to go then looking for, because usually it always the African-American who go to Africa to looking for their roots. Then I say, maybe it's time to the African also to go to, as a roots, to go to United States and looking for their branches. That was my first ambitions to do this project with New Orleans. Then I started, but you know, in 2014-15, I used to work with Marcus Miller. And he's on his album
Aphrodisia.
Then I think we did together 2-3 tracks in this album, and that's inspired me. I say now, maybe it's time to African people like me to do this, because I have the opportunity to collaborate with different musicians from United States, and that was the beginning of of this vision, of this concept, this project. And 2 years ago, after I released my album Sultan. Then I start to working on it, go to New Orleans, meet musicians there, and because at the same time I'm doing a movie, you know.
Right, the documentary.
About, yeah, the documentary about music also in West Africa and United States.
Now, can you tell us about your first trip to New Orleans and the musicians you encountered and what
Well, my first trip in New Orleans was, I think, 10 years ago with Harold Lopez Nusa, because that time, I was in Cuba. To to record another album, Havana Paris Dakar, Paris Dakar, with Cuban musicians, and we did a long tour in the United States. Then after we finished the tour in New Orleans, and it was just like a shock for me, because to meet these people, they look like me, they look like my sisters, we had the same roots, the same flavor, the same food, and the religious also, and that was my first and. Sounds like, you know, it was like I was in Dakar somewhere, you know, in Dakar. Then I say, really, I have to do something with this musician. Then after I, few years later, I met also a few musicians from brass band, a sousaphone player like Kirk Joseph, and also Corey Henry, another trumpet player. And the connection was so fluid, you know, so natural. Then we keep connected until I record this album last year in New Orleans.
I would love to talk about the links between Senegal and New Orleans. Let's start with the music. It seems like it comes down a lot of ways to the rhythm. Watching the band warm up, it felt kind of like that James Brown phrase, every instrument's a drum. There's so much rhythm involved in this music and in the music of New Orleans. Is that the commonality?
That's right. You know, I was influenced by a lot of rhythm, a lot of American music. You know, we can say Africa influences American music, jazz, but also jazz when the African countries were independent. The jazz also was very present in Africa. The soul music also, like when we listen to the music, the Nigerian music, the Afrobeat of Fela, we can feel this James Brown stuff, James Brown music. But he was so smart to make it more African with the high life rhythm, mix it with the James Brown and the soul music. And we are trying to do also the same connection with United States, with New Orleans and West Africa. That's why in my band we have a lot of influences. The trumpet player is from Nigeria, the drummer is from French Guiana, the Caribbean, the sax is from Benin, West Africa, the keyboard player is from Réunion Island, you know, and the baritone is from United States, the sousaphone player also. I'm always looking for this kind of connection with music. Because with music, we can understand each other and love each other.
Another one of the links you talked about was religion, and I think we're talking about voodoo. And
absolutely.
Specifically, you've got a song on there, a Dr. John song, that
right.
I think really addresses that. And the connection is specific when it comes to that Dr. John song. If you could talk about that and where he got his name.
Yeah, absolutely. When I started to work on this project, I had a book. It's a French book. I know the song of Dr. John, Grigri Gombo Yaya, but I didn't know what does mean, this song. Mm-hmm. Then I just discovered that Dr. John wrote this song. It was about a Senegalese who was deported to United States. And he was how we can call it, kind of marabout, or he make a lot of magic stuff, yeah. He got a lot of natural power.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of the story of this track, Grigri Gombo Yaya. And he was, and this Senegalese was, when he was deported, he went to Cuba, from Cuba, Haiti, and after New Orleans. But he used to live in the bayou, in the bayou in New Orleans, between the bayou and the Congo Square New Orleans. Because you probably know the story of Congo Square. Congo Square is a huge place, a park, where the slave was able to play music, to play percussion every Sunday. And he was between the bayou and the Congo Square. Then I felt this connection, as this guy was a Senegalese, I'm from Senegal also. I said, maybe it's my turn to put a light on this history of Dr. John about the tracks, the track Grigri Gombo Yaya.
Yeah. It's a beautiful version, too. Next link I wanted to talk about is food, one of my favorite links. Yeah. But not a lot of people realize how much of the great soul food and New Orleans food has African roots. Like red beans and rice wouldn't be around without the African introduction of rice. And, of course, both coastal cities, the seafood and black-eyed peas and Creole cuisine, for sure. I wonder if you could talk about the food.
Yeah, the food, we have a lot of similarity. Yeah, between Africa, West Africa, and New Orleans, the beignet, they call it the akra, you know, the gombo, and okra, and they use a lot of, because when they were deported, they gone also, they left the continent with the food, they left the continent with their culture, with their knowledge, and only I think they said also that time only the slave, the African who was come from the Senegambia courts. Senegal and Gambia, only them was able to create the way who made food about agriculture.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, they bring their knowledge, and that's why we have this similarity between West Africa, between Senegal also and New Orleans, and also New Orleans also was a part was French.
Right.
200 years ago, New Orleans was French, and many cities also in Senegal, many cities were French, like Dakar, Saint-Louis, Rufisque, and Gore Island. That's why even the architecture is the same, looks the same.
Another great thing I love when I go to New Orleans is just the feeling of, it feels like a really small town in a big city.
Absolutely.
There's such a community feeling. It feels like every time you go around a corner, somebody's saying hi to a friend they haven't seen. And I wonder if there's that same feeling of community in Dakar, in Senegal.
Yeah, that was very natural for me to say hi when they say me hi, because we do the same. We did the same in Senegal. We do the same also in Ghana, in Nigeria. Yeah, if you meet someone, the first thing to do is you got a greeting to these people, and they have also the same concept of life. Yeah, that's why I think it's going to be very easy for me to live in New Orleans, because
we have a lot of similarity and connection, human being,
One surprising link I found on the record, New African Orleans, is a link to Seattle. You do a wonderful cover of Jimi Hendrix's Voodoo Child.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you could talk about that. I mean, certainly rock and roll is also from the roots of black American music, from the blues and from the jazz. Rhythm, and I wonder if you could blues, talk about the decision to play that song.
Yeah, first of all, it was Voodoo. Because, you know, I discovered the track of Jimi Hendrix's Voodoo Child before knowing what that means.
Ah.
Because, you know, in Senegal, we have the same, you know, we have, it's very similar that we have, but we call it Ndep. We don't call it Voodoo.
Right.
Voodoo is more Benin, Nigeria, all this part of Africa. And they bring it to Haiti and the New Orleans. But all of this African ritual we have, they call it Voodoo. But in Senegal, it's Ndep. Then when I asked to one of my uncle, what does mean Voodoo? What is this? Because I like this track, with the, you know, Hendrix guitar, inspired me a lot. Then he explained me what does mean Voodoo and where Voodoo is coming from. And also Hendrix was very connected with Africa. He went to Morocco and played with the Gnawa musicians in the south of Morocco, Essaouira. And he has this connection with Africa. And that's why I said I think this track Voodoo Child also has a huge place on this project, New African Orleans.
It's a wonderful fit on the record. Last question, talking about your visits to New Orleans. I know one trip you got a chance to work to play in a second line, and I wonder if you could talk about that.
Yeah, yes. We did a parade in New Orleans the last time because we were also doing the shooting for the videos, for the documentary. Then I was connected with many musicians there. And after the parade, they invite us to do a jam session in the night in the jazz club there and playing the second lines. And then I invite also this fantastic drummer, Harlan Riley. He's from New Orleans, amazing drummer. And he plays because I needed someone like Harlan just to get this groove of the second lines in the album. And Harlan was there, also Kirk Joseph was there, and Corey, all these people, they from the second lines, the true very roots and traditional New Orleans music. And they bring me this atmosphere in the album.
So moving forward, do you think you'd be staying in touch with your friends in New Orleans? Or do you have another project in mind, maybe a African connection to New York or Chicago?
I hope so. Yeah, maybe, who knows, maybe the next. But we go to New Orleans. We have a concert there in November 28th because we will be on tour in the U.S. from 18, November 18 till 29. Yeah, but in the East Coast, New York, and until New Orleans will be the last show. And we got to make a jam session with the musician from New Orleans again.
Excellent.
Maybe the next will be Senegal, Seattle.
Oh, there we go.
You know.
Alou Nwad, we're so glad to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Big thanks to our KNKX Studio Sessions team engineer, Adam Bird, going above and beyond today. Not to mention video producer Jordan Tan, also doing some audio production work today. My name's Abe Beeson. I want to thank you so much for listening and for supporting KNKX.